When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
She's got great chat.
The hideaway is open tonight.
I licked her tit or whatever.
You know, you've got quicksand. It's that equivalent, but it's made out of dicks, 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 dicks.
It's banter. What do you think about Brexit?
What's that?
Does that mean we won't have any cheese?
Are you joking?
You are a liar, actress.
100% my type on paper.
She's got the chat.
Hello and welcome to She's Got the Chat. I am Mara.
And I am Ari.
We're here to bring you your week 5 Love Island All-Stars part 2 recap episode covering episodes 31 through 33.
Yes, we are. But before we do that, please, as always, do not forget to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We have a Discord and the link to join that is in our Instagram bio. If you would like to support us and for us to continue doing this, it is crucial that you subscribe and review and do all the things that mm-hmm. you do for a podcast you enjoy.
Yes. It's like a little thank you.
It's like a little thank you. That's a big thank you.
Huge thank you, really and truly. It's also like so nice to read the messages, like the reviews that we have gotten that are kind. We've gotten a couple unkind ones, but the reviews that we've gotten that are kind are like, they are really, really nice to read. So if you feel like, if you're in the mood to gas Mara and Ari up today, please leave us a review.
And people do that a lot, just in our DMs. And we love that. And it's so nice to read.
But we do get a lot of nice DMs.
It does not help our podcast very much. So DM us and we'll be happy to respond to you. But also then just copy and paste your DM into a 5-star review.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's just go ahead and get started today.
Let's do it.
Let's chat.
We start off with episode 31, and we're leaving off with the viewer poll game of the public opinion. Toby and Anton have a chat, and Toby says that when he and I can only assume Chloe, he does not say Chloe's name, but I can only assume Chloe, broke up, he says she, people all thought that he had cheated on her.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, I thought that he had cheated on her. I am part of the we.
I didn't know. I just knew they broke up. I didn't necessarily, I don't think that a lot came out about it. And that's why it's interesting for them to now be using this moment of Toby being back on TV to unearth this drama.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Toby says it was really – it hurt him a lot to be cheated on. And Anton says there's nothing worse than being called something that you're not. Toby starts to cry. He says, I thought that she was it. I was happy. It was like soulmate vibes. And after it happened, it was the hardest time of my life.
Yes.
I got a little weepy of seeing him get upset about this.
I just thought this was crazy.
Yeah.
The fact that he was so unwilling to talk about this earlier in the season and now is just bringing it up of his own accord because of the position that him and Georgia Steele are in the villa and what is being projected onto them by the public and the other Islanders, it almost feels like a really intentional move to be like, I'm not going to use this now. I'm going to save this for when I will need it later on.
Yeah. Interesting. You think he held on to that information?
Kind of, I do. Because what would the other reason be that he didn't bring it up before and is fine to bring it up now?
I can see him bringing it up now because he feels a strong desire to defend his name and honor.
Yeah, okay, it's true.
His tears seem genuine to me. And so I feel like he's probably in a little bit of a mindset of like, fuck it, I'm going to talk about this. Because I'm tired of having the blame be put on me for that relationship dissolving.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I think it could be either way. But obviously something has changed. Either he was like, I'm going to need this later on and I'm not going to talk about it now. Or he was just like, I'm not going to talk about it. And now he's like, well, I need to.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
To get like put some weight behind my words that like I am not a cheater and am genuine about this relationship with Georgia Steele.
Right. I still, it's confusing though if Chloe says that he cheated and he says he didn't.
Unfortunately, Chloe's not in the villa, so we're getting Toby's story, and that's her fault.
I know. It's also Chloe's fault for, she's also not at all directly referencing this, ever. So she hasn't technically, like, 100% replied. They just, like, posted this, like, clip, and it was, like, kind of murky and
okay, so I'm adding to my list of things that I need them to explain on podcasts when they all get out of the villa. Number one, why do they all hate Joanna? Number two, what happened? Toby and Chloe, I'd like for one of them to go on the other's podcast or both. They can swap. I'd like them to talk it out. They would be forced to do that in the villa.
They would get so many listeners.
Exactly.
God, that's if Chloe and Toby, if you guys are listening to this podcast, please do that because you'll make so much money.
And listen, I know that it'll be a thing of like, okay, well, like who gets to release first? Because then they like get to break the news, release at the same time. Just release your podcast at the same time. You could even just like record once and just have a conversation that goes on both of your feeds.
So true. You do like a little Toby, what's his thing called? What's his called?
Fancy a chat.
Fancy a chat, little fancy a chat X. Chloe versus the world combo platter.
Do you know who fancies a chat?
Who?
Us. We'd love to chat with you, Toby.
I was like, I don't know. Is this a trick question? Yes. We would absolutely fancy a chat.
It's kind of a trick question, yeah.
No, we would very much fancy chat. And Toby, we've got the chat.
We've also got it for you. And you know that because you've said the name of our podcast.
You said it. You have spoken the words. I know. I need him to recognize us.
Sometimes I think about that. Oh, and I'm like, wow. Shout like out watching. Listener. What was her name?
Like Alex. Alexandra, I think. Alexandra.
Shout out. That was iconic.
Iconic. Also, Ari, he went into All Stars. He had already said it.
Oh, true. Yeah, that was between games. That was after games.
Yeah. Wow. Moving on. So Josh, Sophie, Callum, and Jess have a chat. Josh says it's blatantly obvious that Georgia Harrison is a game player based on her history of going back and forth. All right, Josh, remember Joanna? Jess says that everyone was thinking what he said. He was just the only one brave enough to say it. And Josh says that he looks like a dick when he's saying it because everyone's thinking it. Jess thinks that Georgia Harrison wants to like Anton, but she doesn't. Fair. Georgia Steele and Callum then chat. She feels like Callum keeps going for her and Toby on whether or not it could work for them on the outside. And Callum says he was just giving an outsider's point of view. And Georgia Steele feels like the fact that they didn't work outside is irrelevant. And Callum says, if I hadn't picked you guys, I didn't know who else I would have picked. She's like, well, that's your fucking problem, basically. And he's like, whatever, it's squashed, it's done. They leave that. Jess and Sophie then chat, and Jess says that Georgia Harrison and Anton are better as mates because Georgia Harrison knows he's good for her, but she just doesn't like him. They then discuss how Anton doesn't get any affection back from Georgia, and Sophie ITMs that she isn't sure that Georgia Harrison is being honest with herself.
We now see Georgia Harrison and Josh chat. Georgia says that Josh is supposed to be her best friend, and he's like, well, would you rather me be honest or lie to you? Josh says that he's just voicing his opinion and everyone else's opinion too, and no one else has the guts to say it. And Josh doesn't think that there is anything there between Georgia Harrison and Anton. Georgia Harrison says, I think that you're wrong, and starts crying and says that she's not a game player. I think what makes this, like, particularly hurtful from Josh is that they had a romantic past even on this season. And, like, mm-hmm. he's now in a strong couple. And I don't necessarily buy into this narrative that people think, like, oh, he's just trying to put them down to, like, big himself and Sophie up.
Yeah.
But I do think that he's being really insensitive given that, and given that, like, he's seen how much Georgia Harrison has struggled to, like, find a connection.
Absolutely. I think that's the best way to put it. He's being very insensitive toward her and her feelings. Like, she's clearly upset. Why is he digging his heels in about this?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
He just doesn't want to be wrong, and that's the only thing he's focusing on.
And it's, like, really shitty of him to be like, everyone feels this way, and he continuously yeah. brings this up. So far in this recap, the only person that we have mentioned that has agreed with him is Jess.
Right. Right. This is also the conversation where Josh says the whole 70% of the villa feel this way.
Right.
So I just didn't write it down, but that's when he brings that whole thing up. And I obviously we'll get into it in a couple minutes, but, like, yeah, I don't think 70% of the villa feel this way about them.
I don't either. And I think even if there are people in the villa who feel this way, they are probably like, but it's your relationship to figure out. And I do see, like, the benefit of, you know, how you compliment each other and, like, see all these good things. And, like, so I'm not going to bring it up because, like, why would I try to put you down?
Exactly. Yep. Yep. This is like a bad play for Josh.
Yes. Absolutely. Very bad. That everything that he does in these few episodes, I think, is pretty bad.
I agree.
Georgia Harrison and Anton now chat, and she is still super upset. Of course, she says that she feels like no one has faith in them, and she reports to him about the conversation that she just had with Josh. Anton asks her opinion, and she's like, well, I think there's a good connection, but I worry that people are seeing something that I'm not. She cries. Anton agrees with her. Anton is like, it doesn't really matter what anyone else thinks. She says that she feels judged more than him, which I do think is valid. It's interesting because this is almost a parallel conversation to what we had between Georgia Steele and Toby, mm-hmm. where she's like, this is, like, I'm the problem.
Yeah, definitely. It's very much the same.
He's like, you haven't done anything wrong. And again, just reiterating, it does not matter what anyone else thinks. He then invokes Sunday Morning Maroon 5. That's emo, right?
No.
I'm kidding. Although I definitely have noticed this, but he says it's not always rainbows and butterflies. Oh, it's compromise and
it's puts us alone.
Oh, yeah. I do. Okay. He says that he values her. He tries to make her feel better. She's still crying. So Anton is essentially asking Callum now if what Georgia Harrison is reporting is the case.
Mm-hmm.
Callum says that a lot of the girls are saying that they feel like Anton likes Georgia Harrison more than she likes him. And Anton feels like people are trying to tarnish their relationship. He feels like being with Georgia Harrison brings his mood up. We then see another chat between Anton and Georgia Harrison. She's like, there is more being said behind our backs than they realize. She thinks that the best way to deal with it is just to gather everyone around the fire pit and talk about it. They gather everyone. Anton literally stands up and says, can everyone gather around the fire pit immediately?
Yeah, I loved it. I was like, yes.
He should have just, Mara, the day that somebody stands up and says, Kai Gottfi.
Oh, my God.
Will be our 4TRR on the jacket in Bachelor yes. moment.
That will be our moment. That will be our moment. I can't wait.
I thought this was a strong move, I have to say, on Georgia Harrison and on Anton's part.
I liked this. Get everybody together. Make them own up to the shit that they're saying.
Correct.
Yeah. So around the fire pit, Georgia Harrison says she wants to have an open chat. She wants to hear everyone's opinion on their relationship. That sentence is a little silly, but mm-hmm. it is what it is. Anton says he thought everyone was supportive, and apparently that's not the case. Arabella says, I don't think your relationship is fake. And Calum's like, I haven't said anything negative about it. Tom says that the boys had told Anton not to go back to Georgia Harrison. We never got to see this conversation. Mm-hmm. But Anton did, and Tom accepted that. Josh is now getting angry. He feels like he's now been made to be a dick. That's because he was one.
But also, like, they didn't sit down and say, hey, we all need to talk about Josh.
Right.
Which is how Josh took this.
Yes. Yes. Because Josh is guilty. And he knows it. But he gets up. He walks away. Georgia Harrison then explains that Josh didn't give any names about this. Just said that 70% of the villa is saying that Anton and Georgia aren't for real. And then Sophie obviously follows Josh. And she says to him that they don't all need to talk about this as a group. It's silly. And Josh is feeling really frustrated. Then in the morning, Sophie says she is annoyed about the situation. She doesn't think Josh is in the wrong. Of course, it's just because you're coupled with him. Anton thinks that Josh's reaction was not good. And then in our co-ed chats, we see Sophie saying that she doesn't think Georgia Harrison and Anton went about things the right way last night. She thinks that Josh was just being honest in his opinion. Anton says that Georgia Harrison is really hurt by Josh's words. Good pickup on that one, Anton. And Adam thinks that Josh will regret saying some of the things that he has said. Molly hopes that this all blows over. Georgia Steele then gets a text. The girls are going to be having a spa day. They're chanting Galentine's. Of course, this episode did air on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, I was like, is it Monday for them then? Is my guess.
I don't know. But from this point forward, the episode is Valentine's Day themed.
And they have never done this
never.
Before.
It was so strange to me.
Weird, the acknowledgement of the holiday. Yes. I was like, what?
Especially because obviously they don't know what day it is. But right. they could have put together like, okay, well, we're filming this. So Valentine's probably like February 12th or something. Because right. they'll probably be airing this on the 14th.
Exactly, exactly. I was trying to do the math in my head of which day this was, but
it was definitely yeah. filmed before Valentine's Day, but
100%
with the intention to be released that day. It felt like an ad somehow.
I know. It was very strange.
It was very strange.
I didn't get it. Yeah. Neither. But I was like, every other winter season must have fallen over Valentine's Day.
Of course.
Like, so very strange. Anyway, Josh and Toby chat. Josh says that he and Toby have their opinion and they say it how it is. Josh repeats that if you're comfortable, you don't have to ask for acceptance from everybody. He had continued to say this. Toby says it's annoying having to always battle for him and Georgia, and he feels like things have solidified in their relationship. Josh and Anton then chat. Josh apologizes for blowing his lid. Anton says that he feels like Josh has annoyed him. And Anton says, I don't really care about your opinion. I'm glad that you can give your opinion, that you feel comfortable doing that. And Josh says that some of the other Islanders are lying and now he looks like a liar, but they say they're good and they hug.
Here's the thing, Josh. If you are going to say something that you need for other people to also say in order to not look like a liar, don't right. fucking say that. That is a terrible play.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not going to like take the full villain route of just calling it out and be like, the people who have said this, the other people I can think of are just Sophie and Jess.
Yeah, I think it's just Sophie and Jess. Like, I really do think it's just them.
Right. So if you're not going to call their names out and say that,
right,
which you shouldn't do, but you also just shouldn't do what he's doing here.
Agreed.
We see our spa day now, which I knew would be because it always is the girls sitting around a pool with a sheet mask on. They're going through little boxes and they're like, oh my gosh, look at this. And they're like putting lotion on their legs. I'm like, this is just like me getting ready for bed. This is not a spa day.
Totally.
Sophie did not like that Georgia Harrison gathered her around the fire pit and they end up having a chat about it. She's like, everyone loves you guys and there's not a bunch of negative opinions going around. Georgia Harrison feels like Josh is her actual friend outside of the villa and she felt like people were projecting his opinion onto others. he was projecting his opinion onto others really was what was happening.
Right.
Sophie is like, Josh is just super honest. And Georgia Harrison says, if people aren't willing to share their opinions, that's fine. That's on them. She doesn't want to defend her relationship. What's so interesting about this, like, Sophie versus Georgia Harrison thing because of what's going on with Georgia Harrison and Josh is that, like, Sophie's known him for, what, 2 weeks? Georgia Harrison has known this man for 10 years.
10 years, yeah.
I just feel like if I were in Sophie's position, I would have a little bit of a sense of, like, oh, maybe, like, I don't know, you know him better than I do.
I know. It's also, like, really disheartening because Josh is really showing his cards that he does not value this friendship with Georgia nearly as much as he values other relationships. Correct. And I think sometimes that men and women in platonic friendships can get into this where, like, the man does not value the friendship as much.
Or as much as Georgia Harrison values the friendship that she has with him. Josh. And also, absolutely, he was not as interested in pursuing something romantically.
Right.
He was not as interested in pursuing something romantically with her as he was in pursuing something romantically with him. So it's just uneven all over the board and very upsetting for Miss Georgia Harrison.
I know, I felt bad.
The boys get a text while the girls are off on their spa day saying that they have to prepare a date. I did not realize that this meant that they would have, like, individual dates prepared. I thought this was going to be, like, a big group thing they would be coming back to.
Mm-hmm.
Callum gives Tom the advice that he should take the stuffed dog because he knows that Molly misses the dog.
Oh, my God. Someone tell Molly that it was Callum's idea.
Yes. I want to know, like, who has custody? Do they still share this dog?
I know. I want to know that, too. I don't. They might share custody. My sister does with her ex-husband.
But, like, well, I mean, maybe nobody ever thought this, but, like, if they share custody of this dog and had to figure out who was watching the dog when they were gone, then they, like, definitely both knew that they were going into the villa at the same time.
Excellent point. Excellent point. I'm wondering if maybe they had two dogs and they split the dogs up.
I do think they had two dogs.
Yeah. I bet Callum took one and she took the other.
That fucking sucks.
I know. That sucks. That sucks. I hate that. This was such a good play for Callum, though. Really good advice to give Tom.
Absolutely. Excellent.
Take the dog. She misses our fucking dog. Like, oh my God.
Also, like, if Callum was more of a villainous player, which he is not, this would be such a sly villain move to, like, plant the seed in Tom's head of, like, I know her so much better. She misses our animal that we shared custody of for 3.5 years during our serious relationship in which we lived together. But I, like, truly, from the bottom of my heart, trust that that was not his intention.
Definitely not. No, he was like, oh, I know, like, genuinely, I know she misses the dog.
Like, this will mean a lot to her.
Yeah, this will mean a lot to her. And, like, I'm giving you a solid here.
Kind of fucking crazy.
I know. It's crazy. It is, like, I know they say this later. It is hard to understand. It is hard to understand from an outsider's perspective, like, how you can live with your ex like that, especially for as long of a relationship they had, and come to such being so amicable with each other.
So quickly.
Very quickly.
Especially when they were, like, potentially trying to give their relationship another go mere weeks ago.
Exactly. Exactly.
Molly, Georgia Steele, and Arabella are chatting. Georgia Steele says that these opinions take a toll on their relationship, and she makes a steel pun.
I'm not made of steel.
Oh.
Pardon the pun. That's what she says.
Molly and Arabella say, we're always here for each other. Georgia Steele is like, I'm just going to let it go. And she's drained of protecting what they have. I like that Molly, even though they've had so much back and forth, is just, like, here for her in this moment.
Totally.
At nighttime, the girls all get back and go off to their little individual dates that have been set up for our Valentine's Day commercial episode. Toby and Georgia Steele are having theirs, and he's like, I wanted to do ours around the fire pit because this is where things really got started between us. He gives her a card and continuously says, fortune favors the brave. I did look this up, and this is not incorrect, but it's also not It is like totally more, right. much more commonly and literally translated as fortune favors the bold.
Yeah. It's really funny.
I sent you an article about this like in the middle of the night.
I saw it. I read it. Yeah. I think I read it when I woke up. But I saw that. And then I also saw that Joe went on a podcast. I think it was like Under the Duvet or something. And talked about Toby saying this a lot as well. And I think one of them has a bracelet. Maybe it's Joe. Maybe it's Toby. That has in Latin, fortune favors the bold, I guess, is the more literal based on that article.
Yeah. It's probably Toby, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he has like a bracelet that says that.
I believe that.
Yeah. It's funny though.
Toby feels like their bond has been cemented because of what they've been through. He's like, I'm locked in. Do you want to be locked in? This just reminds me of Bad Bitch.
Yeah. Locked in.
With man locking her there.
Oh, love Whitney.
Oh, I know. Tom and Molly now chat, and he gives her the big stuffed dog. He wrote some stuff down on paper, talks about how she is each of these qualities that he likes in her. He says that she's caring, she's trustworthy, she's beautiful. Adam and Arabella are on the terrace, which feels very appropriate for Bella. He wrote her a poem that he reads to her. Jess and Callum have their little date, and Callum made her a cake.
I know.
I think that's really cute.
He should go on Bake Off.
He should. Like Celebrity Bake Off? Is that a thing?
Great British Baking Show.
Right, but is there a celebrity one?
Oh, yes, there is a celebrity one, yeah.
He should be on that one.
Yeah, he should be on that one. I agree.
Callum says that he assumed when they came into the villa that it would not work between him and Jess because he already knew her. But they didn't really have those conversations last time. What is not said is because I was coupled up with your twin sister.
Yes.
Indeed. He's like, together, we're just like a nice cheese and wine.
Yeah, it was cute. The cake looked good.
He says it doesn't taste, or it doesn't look good, but it tastes good.
I thought it looked good.
It looks totally cute little fine. Cake.
Yeah. Sophie and Josh then have their date, and they've got like a little charcuterie board. Josh says he really likes her and she feels lucky to have met him. Anton and Georgia Harrison have their date. He has some yoga mats out for them. He wants to do a Love Island experience meditation. He guides them through this meditation. I thought he did a pretty good job and I thought it was pretty cute.
Really?
He also writes through this. Really? Did you think it was lame?
I thought it was awful.
Really?
He was like, imagine, close your eyes, take a deep breath in. Imagine when you saw me walk into the villa. Think about all the feelings you had, all the good feelings and the bad feelings.
I liked that he said that.
But that was like it.
I think that's all he saw.
But also like, what good and bad, like why would it be like, think back to the first moment you saw me and the good and bad feelings you had about me.
I liked that he recognized that there might not have been all positive emotions.
The first time she saw him?
I mean, I'm not saying it's good for their relationship. I just thought that, like, as far as a meditation goes, it was pretty good.
I guess. I just feel like it could have been more like, you know, think about how you felt when you first saw me, then, like, think about all of the things we've been through. And, you mm-hmm. know, it could have been more right. of that versus just, like, think of all of the negatives and positives of the first time that you saw me walk into the villa.
She's probably like, who is this guy? Or I've met him 1,000 times.
Yeah, one of the two.
Yeah. Then we move into episode 32. And we start off with a BCGC. Everyone debriefs their little mini dates. And Georgia Steele and Toby say they're exclusive. Everyone says they have a good date. They're ready for the outside. Molly and Arabella then chat. And Molly feels like she can't find any faults in Tom. She says that she's catching feels. And then Arabella checks in with Molly about how she feels about Callum. Molly then starts getting upset talking about Georgia Harrison and says that Callum's family will really like Jess. It was interesting how she kind of went back and forth between like being asked about Callum and then talking about Georgia Harrison and then kind of going back to Callum. Mm-hmm. But it did seem like it was interesting. What did you think of her getting upset about Georgia?
I think she's just, because she kept being like, I don't know, like, why I'm so upset about this. Like, right. I think that she's just, like, extremely emotionally exhausted. And this was kind of, like, a safe moment for that to come out.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Well, Josh and Georgia Harrison then chat. Josh says he thought he was being an honest and good friend to her. And Georgia Harrison says that if you were really my friend, you would support me and be happy for me, especially because Anton has been nothing but good to me. She feels like Josh has other intentions and wants to knock them down a peg. And then says that Josh ran off rather than call out who around the fire pit was lying. Mm-hmm. She doesn't think he's been a friend to her, and she's done being his friend. And this whole time, Josh is just like, cool, sound, sweet. And it's so cold and like unemotional. And it's just like, do you care at all about this friendship?
He doesn't.
I know, it sucks.
It is the morning time now, and we see our co-ed chats. Only thing really of note is that Arabella shares that she feels like she has found her person. Yeah. That is a big deal. I feel like they're going all in on this relationship.
Absolutely.
Josh now gets a text, and it is time for a boys' day out. At the villa, the girls are all split up, and we see Sophie complaining about Georgia Harrison and her reaction towards Josh. Georgia Steele is saying that Georgia Harrison had to gather everyone to figure it out, and Sophie ends up overhearing this. Just a whole mess. And then it is interrupted by Arabella getting a text that they will be getting video calls from home. However, Mara, they are from home in quotation marks.
Very much.
This is the show saying, oh, God damn it. There are so many all-stars that we wish could be on this season, but they are not single.
Yeah.
How do we get them on the season?
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah.
Oh, this is how.
Exactly.
And I fucking loved every second of it.
I did too. I loved it. I also had no idea Georgia Harrison and Olivia Atwood were best friends.
Me neither. I mean, at least according to Georgia Harrison.
I know.
Makes me see Georgia Harrison in a better light, TBH.
I know. It makes me think a little bit more about the casting of all of this.
The boys out now are having a beer by the water, talking about the Georgia Harrison and Josh situation. Callum is like, I just feel like we all need to move forward. And then we see Sophie goes first. And I actually love that she did hers first, because I was like, oh, this is just going to be like a family thing.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
She gets a call from her sister, Rochelle. She is grilling her a little bit, like, tell me, do you actually like Josh? Sophie's like, I feel like we're actually very well aligned. We have so much in common. Rochelle says that she is warming to Josh, and she did not like how he had previously handled the Joanna situation, telling them two different things and going back and forth. Georgia Steele now goes, and she gets her call from Danny Dyer.
Oh, my God.
Danny Dyer.
Wild.
Who is, of course, married with children. Georgia Steele immediately starts sobbing, and Danny comforts her and is saying, don't worry about what the public thinks. It is about who you want to be with. Danny's like, you should just trust Toby, and says that Georgia Steele should ask if Toby and her boyfriend and girlfriend, because neither of them really know what exclusive means, which I think is funny.
Right.
And really funny. And then Danny asks if Georgia Steele feels like Molly and Callum would ever get back together.
This is the beginning.
This is the beginning.
I was not aware that the public was saying this about Callum and Molly, so I guess I haven't been paying enough attention to Twitter and threads lately.
Yeah, maybe. That's your job. Oops. I never pay attention.
It's okay.
Georgia Harrison then goes, and she gets her call, as we said before, from Olivia Atwood, one of the most iconic players of all time in this
game. Of all time. I know.
Yes. If you don't know who she is the one who says it's like quicksand, but it's made out of dicks, 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 dicks in our intro. He didn't actually say that. Gabe did that, but that was her.
Yeah.
Olivia says that people like Georgia Harrison and that she thinks that Anton is amazing. Okay. I loved this specifically. Danny was just very much like trying to provide some comfort to Georgia Steele. Olivia was like, I know exactly what the fuck you need to hear from me right now, and I will tell it to you.
Yes.
She says, you are doing well. People like you. Lean into the relationship. She thinks Anton is amazing. She says that she was laughing when Casey brought up the granddad thing. She's like, I know that's so you. Like, you're just out there and like so kind-hearted.
Yes.
She says that she's disappointed in Josh and how Josh has shown up as a friend to Georgia Harrison. She knows how loyal Georgia has been to Josh, and it would have been nice to see more loyalty on Josh's end.
Yeah.
Brad, you said you don't know who this is.
Is this her husband?
This is her. I don't think they're married. I want to say they're engaged.
No, they got married.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the wedding.
Yes, they got. Correct. But he is a professional footballer.
Gotcha. Okay. He was cute.
Mm-hmm. Kind of.
Is he not? He looked okay in the pictures. In the
She's out of his league, I think.
Oh, okay. That's fair. He looked okay, better on the camera.
Anyway, he comes into the screen now and says essentially that he thinks that Molly and Callum will get back together. And Brad is like, not everyone thinks it's going to happen, but like, it's very much the narrative that people want it to happen. They were also on the set of Loose Women.
Right. Which is like a talk show that Olivia is on. It might be her show. Okay. Loose Women is a show and she joined it as a panelist last year. So I think it's probably like The View, but more progressive and modern.
British.
Well, Georgia Harrison then breaks down her conversation to the girls. She brings up Brad saying that Callum and Molly still like each other. And Georgia Steele says that she heard the same thing from Danny. And then Georgia Harrison brings up the Josh stuff. And Sophie says that she's over it. She wants it to be done. And Georgia's like, it's done, but I just don't know what Josh's intentions are. And Molly is also like, what? To hear about the whole Callum and her thing. Jess then goes. She gets a call from her best friend, Demi Sims. Demi thinks that Callum and Jess are a good match and then also brings up the Callum and Molly stuff. But Demi reassures her that Callum seems to really like Jess, and he's been saying that. Molly then goes. She gets a call from her friend, Sophie. And Sophie has the dog with her, Nellie. Mm-hmm. Molly's crying. She's like shaking.
Yes. And I was wondering if... why did we never see Molly be like, oh my God, I saw Nellie, to Callum?
Oh, maybe they just cut that. But I bet she did.
I would like to see that.
Callum was like, yeah, I told Tom to give you that dog.
I wrote, why is Molly sobbing at seeing her dog making me cry?
I know. I was like, I kind of feel like I would act the same way. I'd be like, oh my God, Winston. My baby boy.
Yes, 100%.
Sophie says that Tom is nice and he gives her a lot of reassurance. And then she asks about Callum and asks if that chapter is fully closed. Molly says yes, and we're both happy in our separate couples. And then her friend Sophie brings up that the UK really wants Molly and Callum to get back together. Arabelle then goes and she gets a call from her friend Charlotte. And Charlotte really just says that she likes Adam. Not much comes of this, but Charlotte looks rich as fuck.
Yeah, where was Charlotte? Like in a library or something?
What? Her home was like decadent as shit. I took a picture of it because I was like, oh my God.
Were actually their homes or not?
I didn't think it was like a fake background. I'm pretty sure that was.
No, I don't think it was a fake background. Yeah. And I think like, for example, like Danny Dyer's, that was like her house.
That was her bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like all of them were. Even, what was the other one that was kind of strange? It was whoever talked to Jess, her background. It almost looked like a hotel.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. But Charlotte got some money. So maybe. The boys then... Maybe. The boys then return. And Anton gets a hooju from Georgia Harrison. It was very good. It was very high cling.
Excellent, excellent sign.
Yeah. And then the girls share that they got calls from friends and family. And then we move into episode 33. Adam makes the toast.
It's so interesting. Like, they must have been told, like, don't say too much right off the bat.
Yes.
Because, like, they say that and then we don't really get into it and tell us, like, okay, now let's separate and debrief, and now we're gonna like get it all out there in the open.
Yes, definitely.
We see Adam and Arabella chat, and she's telling him about the call. They're both happy. Georgia Harrison and Anton chat. She says that she felt validated by what Olivia said regarding Josh not being a good friend to her, wishing that Josh had been more loyal to her, and she wants to leave the situation. I think we didn't really talk about it, but when they're debriefing with each other, the same thing came up. And Sophie's like, well, I thought we had already put this to bed. And Georgia Harrison is like, yeah, but like I just had a conversation about it with somebody who's on the outside. Like, I thought that was pretty unfair of Sophie.
Yeah, Sophie's pulling a Tom Sandoval. She's like, everybody just get over it.
Or a Casey. She's like, that was last question.
Next question, moving on.
And then we see Sophie and Josh and Callum and Jess like debrief as a foursome. Sophie talks about her phone call and says that she's pissed off at Georgia Harrison because she's still talking about Josh. Georgia Steele and Toby now debrief. Georgia Steele brings up the exclusive thing. And Toby is like, well, basically, like, we have to meet each other's families to be truly boyfriend and girlfriend. And she's like, well, what does exclusive mean? And he's like, we're locked off.
We're locked in. Yeah. It's like, okay.
And she's like, and what does locked in mean? And he's like, well, it means we're unavailable. Just not, no matter how many times she asked, she was never going to get the clarification that she wanted from this.
No.
And then back to this foursome with Jess, Josh, Callum, Sophie. Jess is bringing up the speculation that came up during the calls regarding Callum and Molly. Callum is like, well, it's easy for people to have their opinions. Callum is like, he has already watched her crack on, and if they would have gotten together, it would have happened before now. And then Molly and Tom have their conversation. She tells him about the call and seeing her dog, but does not mention that the other girls had brought up the her and Callum getting back together thing. So then we see, essentially, Tom get this news from Arabella, Georgia Harrison, and Anton. Arabella tells Tom that it was brought up in Georgia Steele, Georgia Harrison, and Molly's conversations. The girls reassure Tom, and they tell him to go talk to Molly about it. He seems pissed and is very worried that they still might have feelings for each other. I just want to make a quick distinction. Like, to me, it's not, it doesn't really matter how many calls it was brought up in, because what's being said that I don't know is being fully clearly communicated to Tom is that the public wants this. Right. Whether one person is saying that or three people are saying that, it doesn't matter. Like, that is the message that's coming across. I think that Tom was maybe interpreting it or being told in a way that made it just sound like, oh, you know, Molly's friend and whoever the Georges talked to, Danny and Olivia Atwood, want you guys to get back together. But that's not what happened. It wasn't those people. They were just the messengers saying, like, this is what's going on online.
Right. Yeah, I don't think they were making that distinction clear to Tom. And it's not like he harps on it for too long, but it is important to, like, remember this is just the public being the public. He should know. He should be he's a better game player than this. He should know it doesn't. It's not always coming from something concrete.
Oh, really? I feel like he handles this perfectly.
Oh, okay.
I think he had every right to be like, this should have come from Molly. I also think Molly, I understand where she was coming from. Well, we'll get into all of this in a second.
I mean, I definitely think she should have told him.
I do too, because she just should have assumed that it was going to come out. But, like, I understand her being like, it was just going to be upsetting to him.
Right. But she could have, like, played it off as, like, LOL, can you believe this?
Which is kind of what she ends up doing.
Yeah.
And also, I guess it got brought up in her call briefly, but, like, I don't know. She was just telling him about talking to her friend, not telling him about, like, how the entire day went for everyone.
Yeah. True.
So Arabella then tells Molly that Tom knows about it and is like, you need to go talk to him. Molly doesn't understand why Arabella told him and feels like it was unnecessary to share that information. I do agree that she should have been like, hey, like, did you talk to Tom about what came up? Because he should know.
Yeah.
And Tom then explains what's going on to some other islanders who are in the kitchen. And then Callum says that there is nothing for Tom to feel mugged off about. And all of the islanders argue about telling Tom. We see some tension between Arabella and Molly. And Molly is like, Arabella is like, I'm not going to fall out with my best friend over this.
Yeah, they do a little bit of arguing.
Did we know that Arabella and Molly were best friends?
I don't think so. I don't think I realized that.
I also did not realize that, if that's the case.
Yeah.
Callum and Jess now chat, and Callum is like, me and Molly are friends. I get that it's hard for people to understand that. And he's like, if there was something there between us, like, you all would know that. You all would have seen that.
Yeah. Tom and Molly then chat, and Molly says that she didn't share that information because she felt like it was irrelevant and she knew it wouldn't be nice to hear. She doesn't want to make it into a whole thing. She then reassures Tom that there's nothing there with Callum, and she feels like she's gotten closure with Callum and that they're able to move forward and be friends now. Tom says he trusts her, and they very much leave it at that.
The reason that I think that this was not a bad play on Tom's part is I just feel like him and Molly have had very little storyline, and for him to hear about this from somebody else and then immediately squash it once he does talk to her about it, I just think was the right way to go about it versus just being like, whatever. Then, like, what we've seen nothing ever between them except for that, like, fight that they had in bed that we didn't even understand or have any context for.
Absolutely. No, I do agree. I think, like, generally speaking, he handled it perfectly. I think the main thing I was saying, like, before is, like, he just should have known that the, like, producers were afoot.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
And yeah. Maybe he did.
Right. And maybe he did. So Josh and Georgia Harrison then chat, and Josh wants to know what was said on her call. She tells him that Olivia was disappointed in him, and Josh says that his opinion shouldn't matter to her, which to me is, like, a crazy statement. It's like, of course your opinion matters to me. You've been my friend for a decade.
Well, this is just, like, a perpetuation of him showing how little he cares about their relationship.
I know. It sucks. Mm-hmm. So they start arguing. They're interrupting each other. And then Josh says that he's sorry if she feels like he's been trying to put her down. And then Georgia Harrison says, I'm surprised that Olivia didn't mention that 70% of the villa was saying all of this about my relationship with Anton. I kind of feel like she would have mentioned that if that were true.
Let's go.
And they agree that they won't be best mates anymore. They'll just be civil. Yeah, I liked that little snapback from Georgia. Mm-hmm. That was good. Callum and Molly then chat, and they talk about the situation, and they agree it's hard for people to understand. They agree that the public are just looking for a fairy tale. I think there's a lot of truth to that. They agree they're friends now, and he sees that his parents are able to be friends. I assume that they're divorced.
No, he said that. My parents haven't been together for 12 or 13 years, and they're still friends.
Right. Right, exactly. Molly and Callum both feel happy together with where they're at.
They have this really funny moment where they're like, well, can we, like, hug, or is that going to be misinterpreted?
Right.
And then they're like, let's just shake hands. And she's like, okay, but, like, don't look at me. Like, they're very much just like, I love them.
I know. It was cute. I liked it too. Georgia Steele and Georgia Harrison then chat, and they talk about the exclusivity thing. Georgia Steele is like, I just don't know what any of this means. Like, I guess I'm locked off, but I don't know what locked off means. And then Georgia Harrison yells across to Anton, babe, are we locked off? And Anton's like, we're exclusive. Georgia Harrison's like, isn't that the same thing, though? Like, are we locked off or exclusive?
No, she's like, I thought that, or Georgia thinks that locked off is higher than exclusive.
Yeah, and it's like, what, do you want to be my girlfriend? And then it's like everyone's silent. It's like, oh my God.
She's like, well, don't you think we should maybe talk about that at another time? And right. She's like, no. He's like, no, I want to talk about it now.
Yeah, he's like, no, it's perfect. Let's gather everyone around the fire pit. He makes this great joke. It was so funny. And then Georgia Harrison yells to him, I am your girlfriend.
Yeah.
It was cute. I liked this little moment between them.
I totally agree. I also liked it.
It showed a lot of, like, we don't have to take ourselves too seriously. Mm-hmm. And that was nice. I always appreciate that.
It is morning now. It is raining in the villa, just a weathered representation of the season coming to an end and the emotions being heightened. And in our co-ed chats, we see them all discuss what is going on with Callum and Molly. They all essentially agree that it's put to bed. And then Callum and Tom chat. Tom is like, that was really shitty for me, but Molly reassured me. Callum says, like, it's done with Molly. Tom is like, well, Molly had walls up and now I feel like she's opened up. And Callum is like, that's a really good sign. Like, this is just a very mature and nice chat between the boys. Mm-hmm. Nighttime falls on the villa. Callum makes the toast. And then we see another chat with Callum and Molly. They talk about Callum's discussion with Tom, and Callum suggests that she gives Tom some more words of affirmation.
I thought this was, like, such a bold move on Callum's part, because that is...
You're like, I'm going to give you some relationship advice.
Right, because it's also the words of affirmation, because that is exactly what Molly wanted from Callum and why they broke up.
Such a fucking good point. Such a good point.
I was like, dang. I can't believe he's telling her this right now.
I didn't even think about that. And then Callum calls Tom her boyfriend, and she's like, huh? And he's like, you should make him your boyfriend tonight. And she's like, that's
ridiculous. I know. I was like, oh my God, Callum, you're being a little too friendly.
Yeah, like taking it just a little too far. He's like, see what good friends we are? Mm-hmm. See how cool I am with this?
Yeah, everyone's so cool.
Georgia Harrison and Anton now kiss, and she's like, it's so loud.
Ugh, this conversation.
Yeah, he's like, that was you. You were loud. And she's like, no, it's like you use too much suction.
I know.
He's like, well, then go kiss someone else. And she's like, well, we're done kissing now. And then they start fighting.
That was like, fuck.
She says that he can be super judgmental without realizing it, which I think is the pot calling the kettle black.
I agree.
He says, do you really think that? She's like, we're not arguing.
We're not arguing about this.
Anton is unhappy. We then see a chat between Tom and Molly, and Molly's like, it does take a lot for me to open up, but I really like you. I'm excited for the outside. I see this turning into something serious. She's like, why are you staring at me?
His signature move.
The eye contact is real, Molly. Oh, yeah. Have expected this.
Absolutely.
And they kiss.
Yeah. Molly then gets a text. The hideaway is open tonight, and the Islanders pick Adam and Arabella. Why?
It was so strange, because usually when the hideaway is open, there's a consensus.
Yes.
And when they got the text, I was like, I have no idea. I really thought like Molly and Tom would probably be going.
Totally. I really thought they would go.
But then I think the reason that didn't happen is because the other suggestions were Molly and Tom and Sophie and Josh. And both Molly and Sophie were like, no, Adam and Arabella.
Right. But I wonder why.
I'm just like, I wonder if they just don't want to be in the hideaway. Maybe. Like,
I don't know. Sus. Suspicious.
Yeah.
But Adam puts on these underwear panty things for men.
I can't.
They say flex on the butt. I was wondering if this was like his wrestling persona.
It is. I think Ian Sterling said that.
Okay, got it. Okay. Well, in the hideaway, he does a couple wrestling moves with her, throws her around on the bed. She seems to love it. She then says that they naturally gravitate toward each other, and they both say they have feelings for each other. They're ready for the next stage. He gives her a little massage. We got no implied boning.
Mm-mm. I don't even think we got any kissing in bed.
I don't think we did either. Then in the Islanders' bedroom, Anton turns to Georgia Harrison. The lights are off at this point. He says he's tried so hard to take her feelings into consideration, and she says that she doesn't want to argue with him, that none of this needs to be serious. And he's like, fuck this. He decides to sleep downstairs.
I'm sorry, but if I'm falling asleep and you turn over in bed to have a fight with me, I would be pissed too.
I would be pissed as well.
If I were Georgia Harrison, I would be like, yeah, go sleep underground.
Yeah, I mean, it is really annoying, and I am with her. Like, I would be like, stop, this doesn't – I agree with her. It doesn't need to be a big deal. Let's talk about it in the morning.
Absolutely.
We're not about to do this in the middle of the night while everyone's trying to sleep right now on a television show. Yeah. But we're left with the public being alerted that old Islanders are going to be returning for the finale.
Yes.
So this is very – Love Island games of them.
Very.
What do you think the Islanders will be doing? Do you think it'll be the same thing
that the
games
be,
did? Like voting? Voting
for him? I kind of think so, yes.
I think they'll be voting.
I do too.
I wonder, do you think they'll, like, all the other Islanders will give a really shitty speech to Toby and Georgia as payback for Toby and Georgia giving shitty speeches during games?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I do think that they're going to have some sort of say in who makes it to the final.
Totally.
And then I imagine that it will be a public vote at that point. I feel like they're very much trying to dig up, like, what's going on online and what's going on in, you know, the commentary about the show and bring that into the show, like with these video calls that we got this week. So I'm also wondering if there might be something there, like, I don't know, that they're bringing in some, like, external information.
Who do you think the Islanders are going to favor?
Tom and Molly.
Yeah, besides them.
Callum and Jess. Josh and Sophie.
Yeah, you're right. Do you think they'll like Georgia Steele and Toby more than Georgia Harrison and Anton? Probably. Right?
Okay, so the other people that Georgia Steele was connected to romantically.
Callum?
Callum and maybe Tom. And then same with Toby. I'm just trying to figure out, like, essentially everyone else that they've been romantically connected with is still in the villa. So all of these people coming back don't necessarily have, like, a personal vendetta against them.
Right. That's true.
So, yes, I do think that they'll favor them over Georgia Harrison and Anton.
Yeah. Ooh, that'll be interesting to see.
It will. There is a point that I do need to mention that has absolutely no bearing on our recap or anything, except for the fact that I'm watching the show from Costa Rica. Yeah. And in the show, Georgia Harrison is spraying herself with a chakra cleanser. She calls it a spiritual spray that she bought in Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
I love that. I will be doing my part to go and track it down.
Amazing. Thank you. Please do that.
Okay, so let's get into our awards. Who was your MVP, Mara?
I really struggled with this one, to be honest. I think I'm going to give it to, I guess, Georgia Harrison. She got a lot of screen time. She was able to drag out this Josh storyline for a while. She had Olivia fucking Atwood come in for her.
Yeah,
I thought
she
that was iconic.
My MVP was Olivia Atwood.
Oh, wow. I get that. Who was your actual MVP?
My actual MVP was Molly.
Okay. I considered her as well.
Yeah. I feel like she very much made these episodes about her, navigated. Honestly, like, I was between her and Callum, and it really could be both of them. I feel like the way that they're navigating this with each other is not only, like, good for the show, but also, like, a genuinely, like, really nice representation of just, like, people who have respect and love for each other, which I really didn't expect from them.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that they both did an excellent job of, like, figuring it out and reassuring their partners and moving on.
Amazing. That's good. Who was your most toxic Islander?
Josh.
Yeah, ditto. Josh. I gave it to him again.
What was your most shocking moment?
I was kind of shocked that only the girls got phone calls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good
one. Very, very strange to me. I don't know if we're going to see the boys get phone calls. Why? And if not, why only the girls?
Literally because this is just the producers trying to stir up drama.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. I just think it's so suspicious. Again, I know we talked about this last week. Overproduction. It's overproduced. It's so obvious what the producers are trying to do that the Islanders are able to pick up on it.
And therefore avoid it. And then it doesn't happen. And then it just is boring.
Exactly. Exactly. Agreed. Yeah. What was yours?
My most shocking moment was Anton. I wrote Anton asking Georgia Harrison to be his girlfriend, even though I know it was a joke, but I thought that was just a funny and kind of surprising take on what was brought to him.
I love that. That's good. What was your LOL moment of the week?
My LOL moment was all of the girls breaking down in tears and absolutely sobbing when they got the text that they would be getting video calls from home.
Oh, that was really funny. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Arabella was like having a panic attack.
It is so funny. It's like you guys have been away from each other
right.
for a few weeks.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I get that it's
like very emotional and you're also like not able to talk to them at all. I get it. But it always right. is just like, oh my God, okay.
Yeah, it's like, whew, let's settle down.
All right. Who are your finalist predictions this week? Any different?
Oh, I didn't give my LOL moment. Mine was dumb. I was just thought it was funny that the whole Callum and Mollum public opinion thing came up. Because it just felt so inconsequential. Mm. I was just like, LOL, why?
They know that that's what the audience wants to see. And so they're putting into the show, hey, by the way, the audience wants to see this.
Yeah, I just think it's bad a job.
Agree. Who are your finalist predictions?
Finalist predictions are Molly and Tom, Callum and Jess, Josh and Sophie, and Georgia Steele and Toby. What about you?
I think exactly the same. Did you just bump Georgia Harrison and Anton for Jess and Callum?
I did. Same. Yes.
That's exactly what I did.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I bumped Georgia Harrison and Anton for Georgia Steele and Toby.
Oh.
I don't have Georgia Harrison and Anton in the top.
I know, me neither. No, I mean from like our previous weeks.
That's, yeah.
Previously, we've been saying every week that our finalists are going to be Molly and Tom, Georgia yeah. Harrison and Anton, Georgia Steele and Toby, Sophie and Josh.
Yes, I put Callum and Jess in there instead.
Right. Yeah. Yes, that's yeah. what I have as well.
Yeah, I don't know. The public seemed to really like Callum. Again, it really goes to show how one Islander really can carry the team. Mm. Because sure. I don't actually believe that anyone in the public believes in Callum and Jess's relationship.
But that's what JB said when he was on our pod. He, in his finalist predictions, he said Callum and whoever he's with.
Right, exactly. He's right.
He is right. Or maybe right. not. But I don't know. You'll have to continue maybe to tune not. In and find out. And we cannot wait to talk to you about the finale next week.
Yes. Next week. We'll see you then.
Sounds good. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Please follow us at She's Got the Chat on Instagram and TikTok. Rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Can't wait to chat next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.